You know, I'm a writer, and the first one was about 10 years ago. You know, just over time, you accumulate a number of songs, and I just thought, you know what, it's time to do another one, and so here we are with Wandering Again.
And you've got a lot of help on this album, but talk about some of on Wandering Again, talk about some of the people, including people like Junior Sisk and your daughter. Just talk about all the collaborations on this album.
You know, I had planned on doing a lot of the instrumentation myself, but just from a budget standpoint, we made the decision to get some of my friends to come in. And I've known Adam Steffi for a long time, and he's probably one of the best mandolin players in the world. So he came in into the studio for the bluegrass part of the record or album or CD.
Yeah, whatever you call it.
Exactly.
Days, or tracks.
And Ron Stewart, who's actually the IBMA mandolin. I mean, Adam's been the IBMA mandolin player of the year for 15 times, I think. But Ron Stewart actually has been either fiddle or banjo, depending on the year. So he's a sought-out studio guy. And then I had two guys from the band Mountain Heart. Aaron Ramsey, who is my de facto producer, played guitar. And then Jason Moore played the bass, and then I was on the banjo.
I've been on this road forever. Headlights shining back at me.
We're talking with Chris Burton, bluegrass musician. It's not only bluegrass, Chris. This album, you kind of ventured a little bit into a little bit of country. You have an a cappella gospel number in there, even some rock and roll and a Christmas tune.
What I wanted to do, since it's all original music, I didn't want it just to be pigeonholed as to, you know, just a bluegrass writer, and I don't think anybody wants to hear 12 songs of bluegrass from Chris Burton. So I did do some acoustic rock, and then I wrote a country song that a girl from a band in Michigan, the band called Detour, and she has an amazing voice, and I asked her, I just got with her online, and she said she'd love to record It's Your Road, and that's more of a country ballad that I'll probably pitch down in Nashville.
But one thing is for certain, it's your road, it's your road.
And then my cousin was getting married, and they wanted me to sing in the wedding, and so my daughter and I wrote a song for that last year, and then we liked it so much, decided to put it on the CD, and she sings it, and I've been getting a huge response. Her name's Allison Burton, and she's a senior up at Virginia Tech and is a great songwriter in her own right, and a great singer, a great guitar player. And
that song is?
It's called One.
From many places, and as the sun goes down on this special day, one.
So what was that like working with your daughter? Was that pretty neat?
You know, because I was on the other side of the microphone for most of the recording, when she was singing, I was more of in the producer type chair, and I could say, why don't you try this, or why don't you try that? And that was fun, and we had a great time. It's special being in the studio, and it can be nerve wracking at times, but then ultimately it's a great experience. It really is.
We're talking with Chris Burton, bluegrass musician from the Roanoke area. Is your ultimate goal, Chris, to have other musicians record your material? And has that happened?
The way I pitch some songs to some people, I pitch others to, and I have ideas about what I want to do. What happens is you build up such a body, and then that is my goal, actually, is to have all my songs recorded by other people. I have had some groups record my stuff in the past, which is cool. We've been played in Slovakia and the Netherlands and Australia and France and Germany and all South America, and what's really neat about this, sometimes I'll get emails from DJs saying, hey, we're playing your music. And then, of course, there's DJs from around the country as well. So it's fun being on the charts, and the music's been picked up by a couple of syndicated shows.